All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let's begin. Today's Daf is Zayin Vav, 76. We are picking up at the Mishnah, 76a. So it says the Mishnah as follows. Jabosai, we're going to get a little bit back into the world of Treifas, just for a little bit, just for a day or so. So let's go. So if you have a behemoth, an animal, and its foot was cut from the joint, minarkuva ulamata, from the joint and below, kshera, ultimately the animal is kosher. Minarkuva ulamala, if the animal, however, was cut from the joint and above, psula. Again, we'll further define these parts of the body in just a little bit. V'chein shenita, so also again, from the joint and below, the animal is kosher. From above the joint, the animal will be pasul. When we say pasul, of course, we mean treif. V'chein shenita, tzomes hagidin. So to Rabbi Osei, the tzomes hagidin is removed. Remember, we spoke about the tzomes hagidin earlier on. This is the area in the leg or in the thigh of the animal where the sinews, the various sinews, come together. Again, we'll discuss the distinction here between a behema daka, an oaf, nishpara etzem. This is another interesting case. Let's say the bone in the animal broke. Imrov basar kaim sabosai. So this is actually interesting. This case, the bone broke, was not cut. See, if the bone broke, right, imrov habasar kaim, if the majority of the flesh still remained intact. So as we're going to see, bepashtos, this seems to be referring to a situation where the bone broke through the skin, but has not totally severed itself. The limb is not severed. So imrov habasar kaim, if the majority of the flesh is still intact, then shchitasa mitaraso. Then ultimately, again, the shchita works of Osai. Now it sounds like when we say shchitasa maras, Rashi says, shchitasa mitaraso, second short line, umuter ba'achila. So the shchita would work not only for the animal, but also for the limb. Ve'im lav, ein shchitasa mitaraso, vafilo b'makom shabehema muteres, havi aver aser, mishum baser basode trefa. So says the Gemara. So if the majority of the flesh is intact, then the shchita works. Ve'im lav, but if most of the flesh is not intact, in shchita sumetara. So then ultimately, again, the shchita does not work. Beautiful. Says the Gemara. Amrav Yehuda, Amrav Chia, Lemata. When we say about say, when the first part of the Mishnah says that a behema whose hoof was cut off, if it was cut, or I should say, its leg was cut off, if ultimately, again, it's min ha'arkuva ulemata, from the joint and below, or from the joint and above. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, lemata, lemata min ha'arkuva. I will say below means directly below the joint. Similarly, lemalo means lemalo min ha'arkuva, ultimately, immediately above the joint. I will say, I sent you out yesterday in the WhatsApp a number of pictures from this very good book, Chulin Illuminated. Leaves nothing to the imagination, right? So you could see, I'm not going to make reference to it in the share, but you'll be able to see the pictures as we go through it. So the Gemara says, "Be'iza arkuva amru." They both say, "Which arkuva?" Ultimately, again, with which joint are we referring to? Barkuva hanim keres im harosh. So we'll say this refers ultimately again to the joint which was sold with the head. So we'll say, so apparently again in Talmudic times, when you would sell an animal, it was understood that certain pieces were always sold together. So apparently again, this upper joint area was always sold together with the head of the animal. Amar Boshia, kinegdo begamal nikar. We'll say the corresponding joint in the camel is recognizable. That is one of the pictures that I sent you. In the Behema Gasa, you'll see the joint is internal. You can't really see the joint on the outside of the animal. But in the camel, it almost looks like an upper knee pad area where you could see that joint in the camel. Amarli Ula, we'll say first wide line, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Amarli Ula the Rabbi Yehuda. So let's say to Rabbi Yehuda, Bishlama Ledidi Da'amino Kinek Daba Gamal Nikr. So Ula says to Rabbi Yehuda, according to me, that I say that there's a corresponding spot, ultimately again in the camel, Hainu Diktani, V'chin Shenital Tzomes Agidin. That's why the Mishnah also includes, so to a case where what? The Tzomes Hagidin was removed. Ela ledidach, my v'chein shenitol Tzomes Hagidin. But according to you, what's the meaning of that phrase in the Mishnah? So too, if the Tzomes Hagidin was removed, Amarle, he said to him, Rekuva below Tzomes Hagidin. It refers to a case where the bone is cut, even if halacha lemaisa, the Tzomes Hagidin is intact, or tzomes hagidin below rekuva, or ultimately if the tzomes hagidin is removed, even if the bone is intact. I have a hanuach tichul katani. I bet the Mishnah says they were cut. Ishtik. Ultimately, he was silent. The Basar did not fake. After he went out of the base of Medrash, Amar my time alo Amri lay. You know, I will say, this is a classic situation where sometimes, again, you're having a conversation, right? You didn't know what to respond. Then afterwards, you say to yourself, ah, I should have said this. So what happens? Because out of the base of Medrash, my time alo Amri lay, lemato, lemata min harkuva. Why didn't I respond? When the Mishnah says below, below means immediate below, immediately below the joint. Lemalo, above, means lemalo mitzomes hagidin. Maybe I will say lemalo doesn't mean lemalo min arkuva, but rather maybe lemalo means ultimately above the tzomes hagidin. Hader amar, but then he said back to himself, v'lo amrilei, I gave him a good answer before, v'amrili nechtichu katoni, and he responded to me, but the Mishnah says the lashon of nechtichu kat, hachin nami min ha'arkuva ulemalo ketoni. So to over here it says that what? It says ultimately again from the joint and above. Rav Papa Masnihachi. So also Rav Papa had a different version in this exchange. And he said as follows. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Amar Rav Yechia. Lemata. When the Mishnah says lemata, so remember again. The operative piece over here is that the Mishnah is telling me everything depends where on the regal, where on the leg the animal is cut. If it is minar kuva ulemata, if it is below the joint, ultimately the animal will be kosher. If it's the mala min ha'arkuva above the joint, ultimately, again, the animal is a trefa. Similarly, tzomes hagidin, if that is removed, also renders the animal a trefa. So we're trying to figure out, again, to which specific areas on the leg is the Mishnah referring to. So Rav Papa Masni Achir, Rav Papa has a different version. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Amar Rav Yechia, lemata, lemata min ha'arkuva o mitzomes hagidin. So we'll say now in this version, Rabbi Chiya is saying as follows, that lamata below means below the joint and the tzomes hagidin. Lamala above means above the joint, lamala min ha'arkuva umi tzomes hagidin, and from the tzomes hagidin. So we'll say, so again, so instead of just reading the Mishnah in a Pashat way, where the Lamala and the Lamata were simply referring to the joint, in Rabbi Chiya's model, so Lamala and Lamata refer to the joint and the Tzomes Hagidin. V'chein shenita Tzomes Hagidin. And so too, ultimately, again, if the Tzomes Hagidin is removed, that would also render the animal a trefa. Ay v'arkuva gufa kidula. And the arkuva itself, I will say, ultimately, again, the joint itself. What about the joint itself? That goes according to what we said before in the name of Ula. Amar Rav Hoshea, Umi ikamidi di ilumadli pasikle v'chaya. So ask the Gemara, I don't understand. Is there something? Is there such a thing? Di ilumadli pasikle v'chaya. Now, if you look at Rashi, this is Rashi in the wide lines, probably about 12 lines from the end of the page. Umi ikamidi di madli pasikle lemala mitzomes agiden be'etzem emtsai kshera. So we'll say, is there something? Is there such a thing? Where if you cut the animal higher up on the leg, ultimately again, yet it will live. Must it say pasik leomesa? And yet if you go ahead and you cut it lower, it will die. So as we'll say, the way the Gemara is setting this up is that you could have a situation of an uppercut, which ultimately again will allow the animal to live, but yet a cut lower down on the leg, which will cause the animal to die. So as we'll say, we would assume logically that's not the case. Logically, we would assume that the trefa status is more pronounced the higher up you cut. Yet we see again there's possibility of coming variations where you cut higher, the animal is fine, depending on where you're cutting. Cutting lower, ultimately, the animal will die. Twitch the Gemara. Amar Rav Ashi, in general, I'll say this is a klagel that we've seen. Trefos kamadamis la'adadi. Are you trying to compare cases of trefos to each other? Ein omrim betrefos zu doma lezu. We'll say when it comes to trefos, we've already explained that you cannot compare one case to another. Why? Because you could have a situation where you cut an animal over here and it dies, you cut an animal over here and it lives. So I will say this, by the way, is the klal gadol by treifas in general. Klal gadol by treifas is, I will say, that halacha l'maisa, they're not comparable cases. You generally can't learn out one case of trefa by another, which makes sense, because the laws of trefa, Rabosai, in general, are not necessarily halachos, although, yes, we're learning them out from psukim, but they are physiological halachos, anatomical halachos. Therefore, it is possible that a cut or an injury in one place could be devastating to the animal, yet a cut or an injury in another place ultimately, again, won't be devastating to the animal, even though, again, logically, we don't understand why that is. So I'm Rav Ashi. So the Gemara says, So we'll say now we begin to define. So now we've spoken about above the joint, below the joint. What about the Tzomes Hagidin? Which I will say right now, again, we're going to further define it, but right now for our purposes, it is the area where all of the sinews ultimately come together. The Eluhin Tzomes Hagidin. And these are the Tzomes Hagidin. Rabba Amravashi, the Agrima Ulebar. I will say, look at Rashi again. This is 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom in Rashi. The Agrima Ulebar. Mishiyotzin Hagidin min Ha'etzem. I will say, from the area in the body where the sinews move away from the bone. There where the sinews move away from the bone, umahalchin babasar, and become intertwined in the flesh. Sha'etzem lamala min aperek, because ultimately the bone is above the joint. Sa'arim below basar, I should say, the bone above the joint is without flesh around it. Kishnayim v'gimel etzbos, v'agidin adukin bo. So we'll say, so now Rav Ashi says as follows, the area that we call Tzomes Hagidin is ultimately, again, the area where the sinews branch off the bone and become intertwined within the flesh. Rabba bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Ashi, the Agrima uligyo. He says the opposite. The Agrima uligyo, Rashi says, in the Kroen Tzomes elamokum adikasan be'etzem mimokum shenekal. He's just the opposite. He says, Tzomes Hagidin is the area where the sinews become intertwined with the bone. So it's a definitional machlokes. Obviously, both of these places actually anatomically exist. The shaila is which one is defined as the Tzomes Hagidin. Is the Tzomes Hagidin the place where the sinews branch off the bone into the flesh, or the area where ultimately, again, the sinews hug the bone? So the Gemara goes like, Rabba Breid Rabba Barav Huna Amar Ravasi, Di'ilui Arkuma. Rashi says again, Di'ilui Arkuma, Etzam Katan Hu HaMechuber Es Aprakim. There is a small bone that brings together all of the different joints. Umashi Yesh Min Agidin Ulamalehim Enu Admakum Shemispashtin Karit Somes. And I will say ultimately again, all of the areas of the sinews and above, that's called the Tzomes Agidin. The Chomakum Shiyich Tuchusham Trefa. Good. Yosef Ahumi Rabbana Kamed Rabbi Abba. So we'll say there was one of the rabbis who was sitting before Rabbi Abba, the Yosefika Amar, and he was saying as follows, the Arkuma Gufa, that it's the Arkuma itself that is the Tzomes Hagidin. I will say, now the Arkuma itself, as Rashi said before, is a small bone which joins together the joints. Okay, I don't know if that's proper English, but you understand. Right? It joins together the joints. It's good? Connects the joints. Good. Better. Connects the joints. So Rabbi says, so now, interestingly enough, there was this rabbi who was saying for Rabbi Abba, and he said, the Arkuma itself is also the Tzomes Hagidin. Amali Rabbi Abba, lo tasisu le'lahachi, do not pay attention to this guy. Right? Why not? So we'll say, ultimately, again, because that will create too much of a chumrah. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, lo tasisu le'de machmir tfei. That's to machmir of a shita, ultimately, again, as to where the Tzomes Hagidin is. Amali Rabbi Huda, Heicha de pari tabchi. Where is the Tzomes Hagidin? Rabbi said, this is actually interesting. So it is where the butchers begin to flay the animal. Take a look at Rashi. De pari tabchi. B'makom sheposchin hatabachin lahafrish habasa min ha'etzem. Kishem nakrin oso v'rotzin lito osan gidin hainu mi'ilui arkuma. So we'll say, so interestingly enough, the Gemara says, you could see, by the way, that Tzomes Hagidin, that happens to be the area where the butchers begin to flay the leg of the animal. Okay, so the Gemara says as follows, V'hainu Rava Brei Derava Barav Huna, Amra Vasi Amra Yehuda Amra Shmuel, Tzomes Hagidin, Sha'amru, Makom Shagidin Tzomsin. I will say the Tzomes Hagidin is the place where the Gidin, where the sinews join together. Va'ad Kama. And I will say, here's what's interesting. Rashi says, Ad Kama is Arko Shel Tzomes. So I will say, how far does this actual, we'll call it juncture, sinew juncture, right? How far does it actually extend? So there was one of the rabbis, and his name was Rabbi Yaakov. Kavina bei Rabbi Yehuda Amar La. When I was learning about Rabbi Yehuda, he told us as follows: Shimuna mini milsa, dinigavra Rabba Shemieli. I want to tell you something that I learned from a great man. Who was the great man? Umanu, who's the great man I learned it from? Shmuel. What did Shmuel teach me? Tzomes Hagidin Shamru. So we'll say the Tzomes Hagidin in that particular area, Makum Shagidin Tzom Sinbo. It is a place, ultimately, again, where the Gidin are joined with each other. They're joined together. Umimakum Shet Tzom Sin, Ad Makum Shemispashtin. And I will say, the area of the Tzomes Hagidin, this is actually very interesting, because from reading the Mishnah, the Gemara up until now, you might have thought that the Tzomes Hagidin is just like one particular point. What the Gemara now is pointing out is that the Tzomes Hagidin actually spans a little bit of an area. How far does the Tzomes Hagidin extend? Amokum Shemispashtim. So I will say, the Tzomes Hagidin is the area where the sinews come together, and it's called the Tzomes Hagidin ultimately until the sinews branch out. How far? What's the area from where they come together to where they branch out? Amrabaye arba batadi bitura. I will say, look at Rashi, last line in Rashi, arba batadi, arba etzbos. I will say, it's four finger breaths. Four finger breaths when it comes to a tura, an ox, right? So in a large animal, the hemagasa, it's right here where the sinews come together, and it extends down about four finger breaths. Bedakamai, they both say in smaller animals, how far does the Tzomes Hagidin extend? Amrabaye, bedakamai, amrabaye beliti havu Tzomes Hagidin. Rashi says, beliti, kodem shiivlu besoch habasar. Ultimately, again, before the sinews get absorbed in the body of the animal, right? That's called the Tzomes Hagidin. So it's the area, ultimately, again, where they come together. So ultimately, again, they come out. That's called the Tzomes Hagidin. We'll say again, let's say you'll see, I'm not making a video, but you'll see all the pictures I sent out to you in the WhatsApp. You could see all of the images of this. So, Beli, lo havi Tzomes Hagidin. So we'll say, says the Gemara, Beli'i, Rashi says, Kodim Shivlu B'soch HaBasar, the area before they become absorbed into the body, that's not the Tzomes, lo havu Tzomes Hagidin. Ashuni, havu Tzomes Hagidin. Rashi says over here, Ashuni means cushion, right? The area where the sinews are hard, that ultimately is called the Makom of the Tzomes Hagidin. Rikichi, lo havu Tzomes Hagidin, where the sinews are too soft, that's not the area of the Tzomes Hagidin. Alimi, havu Tzomes Hagidin. Where the sinews are thick, that's the area of the Tzomes Hagidin. Ketini, lo havu Tzomes Hagidin, where ultimately, again, they are thin, that is not the Tzomes Hagidin. Chivari, havu Tzomes Hagidin. Then I also said, this is actually interesting. Where the Gidin are white, this is the area of the Tzomes Hagidin. Lo chivuri, lo havu Tzomes Hagidin. Ultimately, again, where they are not white, this is not the Tzomes Hagidin. So again, obviously, this all makes a lot of sense if you understand animal anatomy, right? So ultimately, again, what they're just giving over here are very clear descriptions as to what, because understand the sinews obviously run along the entire leg of the animal. The Tzomes Hagidin is a very specific area where ultimately, again, these sinews come together. These defining markers, I will say, are exceptionally important. Why? Because you need to know what is the Tzomes Hagidin, what's not the Tzomes Hagidin. Because technically speaking, a cut in the area of the Tzomes Hagidin will render the animal a trefa. A cut somewhere else will not. Therefore, the ability to precisely define the area of the Tzomes Hagidin is of utmost critical importance. Amad Beis. Mar Baravashi Amar. So we'll say Mar Baravashi said as follows. Kevon Dizigi. So I'll say ultimately again, Zigi Rashi says over here means tzilulin. Once the sinews are clear. Now we'll say tzilulin in this case just simply means not white. Not white. Afagav delo chivri. Ultimately again, once they are clear, even though they are not white, ultimately again, the Gemara Ramar Baravashi says it could still be considered to be the area ultimately of Tzomes Hagidin. Amra Meimar, Mishmei Rav Zvid. Tlasa chutehavu. Shabbos comes on Amar, says the name of Rav Zavid. There are three different chutin. Rashi says, Soma Sagidin. This is actually very interesting. So what we did in the previous Gemara, just so you understand, what we did in the previous Gemara is we identified the area of the Soma Sagidin, where exactly is that, what we'll call that sinew junction. We defined ultimately, again, what the Gidin look like in the Soma Sagidin. Now the Gemara gets a little bit more into how many Gidin are we actually referring to. So says the Gemara, Amra Meimar Mishmei Dirav Zavid, Tlasa Chutei Havu. Ultimately, again, there are three sinews in the Tzomas Agidim. Now she says, Tlasa Chutei Havu, Tzomas Agidim. There are three sinews in the Tzomas Agidim. So the Gemara says, Chad Alima, one of the sinews is thick, Utrei Katini, and two of them ultimately, again, are thin. If Sik Alima, if the thick one, if the thick gid, if the thick sinew is cut, right, Azda Rov Binyan. Then I will say, ultimately, again, the majority of what makes up the Tzomes Hagidin has now been cut. So I will say, we're going to see two terms over here, Rov Binyan and Rov Minyan. Rov Binyan means the majority of what we'll call the structure, right, or the mass of Tzomes Hagidin, versus, ultimately, again, Rov Minyan, which means the majority of the number of sinews. So again, we're operating with the idea over here that there are three sinews. One thick, two thin. If one of them ultimately, again, if the thick one is ruptured, cut, ripped, azdar of binyan, the majority of the structure of Tzomes Hagidin has been cut. And presumably that means the animal is a trefa. If sikatini, if ultimately, again, the small ones have been cut, azdar rov minyan. Then I will say, interestingly enough, even if both of the small gidin have been cut, so the majority of the sinews have been cut, but what? That's Rov Minyan, but Rov Binyan is still intact. So the Gemara says, Mar Barav Ashi Masni Lakula. So Mar Barav Ashi understood this statement, and he understood Lakula. How so? If Sekalima, if the large, if the thick sinew was cut, the animal will still be kosher. Why? Ha'ika rov minyan. Because even though you're lacking rov binyan, you still have rov minyan. And as long as you have rov of something intact in the Tzomes Hagidin, the animal ultimately, again, will be kosher. If sakatini, on the other hand, if the small sinews were cut, ha'ika rov binyan. Then even though, again, you are missing rov minyan, you still have what? You still have rov binyan. Okay, so the Gemara says, but ofos, what about when it comes to birds? What does the Tzomes Hagidin look like by birds? Shisar chutehavu. So birds, will say, apparently have 16 primary sinews. E pasik chad minayu, trefa. If even one of them is cut, the animal ultimately becomes a trefa. Amar, bless you. Amar mar baravashi, hava ka'imna kamei da'aba. So mar baravashi says, one time I was in front of Abba, va'aisu l'kamei ofa, and they brought before him a bird. Ubadak, and he checked the bird. The ashkach be chamisar hava, right? And he found ultimately again there were only 15 sinews. So we'll say, of course, this is a problem because we just said before that what? How many does a bird have? 16. And if one of them is missing, ultimately the animal is a trefa. So the pashas, it sounds like over here the animal unfortunately is going to be a trefa. So what happens? So the ashkach be chamisar hava chad da havasheni mechabrei. So he found that what happened, I will say, in fact, one of the sinews, or two of the sinews, had become attached to each other. And when he split them apart, it turned out that what? They were two distinct sinews. The bird was kasher, Baruch Hashem, 16 sinews. So I will say, the importance of a mice, they say, what is the matter of that mice like that? So it's telling you again, that when you're checking for the trefas, ultimately take into account the possibility of the sinews getting attached to one another. Good. I'm Rabbi Damarav. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shakol Mi'ed Dvaro. I'm Rabbi Damarav. Tzomes Hagidin Sh'amru Birubo. So this is actually very interesting. The Tzomes Hagidin that we said, Birubo. Ultimately, the halacha is that if the majority of it is detached, then halacha lemaisa, the animal will be a trefa. My rubo, so the Gemara says, barov echad mehen. Even if the majority of one of them, ultimately again, is isn't that ultimately, again, the animal will be a treifa? Ki amrisa kameid Shmuel. When I said this over in front of Shmuel, he said to me, Amar li, michti tlasa havu. I don't understand, Rabosa, going back to the animal for just a moment. There are three sinews. There are three sinews. So you're telling me now that what? Ki mifsak chad minayu lagamre ha'ika trei. I will say, so how can you tell me, even if you're telling me that even if the majority is intact, halach lemaisa, if any part of it is missing, the animal will be a treifa. But if an animal has three sinews, and one of them is detached, at the end of the day, there are still two which are intact. If there are still two which are intact, why would that create a treifa situation in an animal? Taima de'ika trei. Ha'leka trei lo. The reason why ultimately, again, the animal could possibly be kosher is because there are two intact, but if there weren't two, not. Upliga de Rabbanoi. And both say, this would go ahead and argue Rabbanoi. What Rabbanoi say? Don't Rabbanoi, I'm a Shmuel. Tzomes Hagidin. When it comes to the Tzomes Hagidin, afilu lo nishtayir ba ele kechot hasarbol ksheira. So I will say, interestingly enough, Rabbanoi said the name of Shmuel, that when it comes to the Tzomes Hagidin, even if all there is a little bit left, what we call kechot hasarbol. Like literally, again, the thread of a cloak. Even if all there is left is a thread of a cloak, ultimately, again, the animal will be kosher. So we'll say, fundamental machlokes, obviously, and like a dramatic machlokes, in the Tzomes Hagidin. Is it enough to have anything intact? Or ultimately, again, do you need really the overwhelming majority, perhaps even more intact? Vika Damri, my rubo. And I will say, others explain, what does it mean when we say rubo? Rov kol echod ve'echod. Then I will say, in order for the animal to be a treifa, what has to happen? I will say, now rov kol echod ve'echod means the animal will be a treifa if the majority of every single one of the sinews is cut. So if the majority of every one of the gidin is cut, that ultimately, again, will create a treifa situation. Anything less than that, the animal will not be a treifa. When I said this over in front of Shmuel Amarli, he said to me as follows, Michti, let's analyze this, Tilas Sahavu. There are three Gidin, I will say in the Behema. Three Gidin. Ha'ika Tilsa Dechol Chad V'chad. I will say, even if you want to say that what? The majority. Let's say the majority of each Gid is severed. So let's say two-thirds of each Gid is severed. There is still the one third which remains intact. When it comes to the Tzomes Hagidin, afilu lo nishtayir ba ela kechot hasar bel ksheira. And I will say, this seems to be the opinion the Gemara ends off with, the statement of Shmuel, that when it comes to the Tzomes Hagidin, as long as what? As long as something is intact, even if it's mamish just a thread of the Tzomes Hagidin, ultimately, again, that prevents the animal from becoming a treifa. Good. Nishbar ha'etzem. So, remember again, what was the next case in the Mishnah? Next case in the Mishnah was the bone in the animal is broken. So, the Mishnah read, Nishbar ha'etzem, if the bone is broken, im ein imrov habasar kayum shchitasa metaraso. If the majority of the flesh around the bone is intact, then what? Shchitasa metaraso, which means what? Which means what? The shechita will work not only for the animal, but for what else? For the limb as well. So let's analyze this. Says the Gemara, Nishbar Amrav, Lamala min Harkuva. So Rav said this follows. If we are talking about above the joint, Imrov Abasar Kayim, if ultimately, again, the majority of the flesh is intact, Zeh v'zeh mutter. Both will be mutter. I will say, what's Zeh v'zeh? Zeh v'zeh means the aver, the limb, as well as the animal. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Lamalim in Arkuva. We'll say Rashi over here is right across from Agos Habach. Lamalim in Arkuva. In Nishbar Ha'etzim Sham. If ultimately, again, the bone is broken. Berov Basar Sha'al Hashavira Kayim. Or Ubasar Chofin Rov Ha'etzim. So we'll say, if ultimately, again, the break takes place above the joint. But ultimately, again, the majority of the flesh is intact. Then Halacha Lamaisa, both the animal and the Aver will be mutter. The in love, but if not, right? If not, ultimately, again, zeh aser. Both the limb and the animal will ultimately be aser. Look at Rashi. The in love, zeh aser. Right across from Gilyon Ashas. Umasnisin diktoni im lav ein shchita sumetaraso de mashma ever asu behemu muteres alamata min harkuva kamer. Now both say what Rav is adding in over here is a detail that the Mishnah did not cover, which is depending on where the break is, doesn't only impact the limb but also impacts the rest of the animal. So if ultimately, again, the break is above the joint, if the majority of the flesh is intact, then ultimately the limb and animal are permitted. If the break is below the joint, and if not, both will be usser, right? Both the animal and the aver will be usser if this takes place above the joint. In other words, if the break is above the joint and the majority of the flesh is not intact, both the aver as well as the behema become usser. Lemata min ha'arkuvo, if the break takes place below the joint, imrov ha'basar kanyum, if the majority of the flesh is intact, then zeh v'zeh mutar. Then ultimately, again, both will be permitted, both the animal and the aver. Ve'imlav, but if the majority of the flesh is not intact, aver aser, ultimately, again, the limb will be prohibited, but the behem will be mutter. So in other words, that the good news is, any break below the joint, ultimately what? Never compromises the kashra status of the animal. The worst case scenario, your loss is capped at what? At the limb. Right, so if you have a break below the joint and the majority of the flesh is not intact, the aver will not be good, but the behema will be good. If the break is above the joint, if the majority of the flesh is intact, both the aver and the behema are good. If the flesh is not intact and a break above the joint, both the behema and the aver will be asur. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Bein lamala bein lamata, whether the break occurred above the joint or below the joint, imrov habasar kayim, if the majority of the flesh is intact, zeh v'zeh mutter. Ultimate. So if the majority of the flesh is intact, Shmuel says, whether the break is above or below the joint, if the majority of the flesh is intact, zeh v'zeh mutter. Ultimately, again, both will be mutter. If ultimately, again, the flesh is not intact, in lav, we'll say, first white line, aver aser behem muteres. Ultimately, again, the limb is aser, but the behema is mutter. So we'll say fundamental, dramatic machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel holds that no matter where the break is, the break will never make the animal a trefa. It's just totally dependent, ultimately, again, if the aver is going to be mutter or not. Rav says if the break is above the joint and the majority of the flesh is not intact, both the aver and the behema are usser. Shmuel says, no, a break will never make the animal a trefa. The worst thing a break could do is what? Render the aver inedible. So the Gemara says, maskef the Rav Nachman Shmuel. So Rav Nachman is the kasha according to Shmuel. Yomar aver mimenu mutl ba'ashua behem muteres. Could it be that you're going to say that a limb of the animal, literally mutl ba'ashua, that ultimately, again, the limb of the animal is usser, and the rest of the behema is going to be mutter? Amali Rav Acha Baravuna the Rav Nachman, the Rav Nami, but I don't think you can say this according to Rav. Yomru Eir Menem Mutol Ba'ashu Muteres. So ultimately, the Gemara says, even according to Rav, in other words, the fact that you can have an animal whose Eiver is Aser, but the rest of the Behema is Mutter, we'll say that's old news. We've already seen that before. Amali Hachi Kamina, this is what I mean to say. Eiver Shechaya Mimena Mutol Ba'ashu Muteres. Could it be ultimately again an aver shechaimen, which means they're both saying an aver, as Rashi says, shanashama tuluyaba. Could it be that you could have a limb of the animal, where, again, it's what we call a limb in which the life of the animal is dependent, i.e., the absence of this limb would normally render the animal a trefa. Is it possible to say that you would render such that limb unfit, but the rest of the animal fit? Shalchomitam, hilchasakavase dirav. They sent out from there, the halacha follows Rav, which Rabbi Osei says what? That halacha l'maisa, if the break is above the joint, if the majority of the flesh is intact, then what? Limb and animal are kosher. If the majority of the flesh is not intact, then what? Limb and animal are treif. If break is below the joint, if the majority of the flesh is intact, animal, limb are okay. If the majority of the flesh is not intact, animal is okay, limb is not. So they sent halacha follows Rav. Hadu shalchu kavase de Shmuel. Okay, apparently then they sent another message. The halacha follows Shmuel. Remember again, Shmuel's model is breakage of a bone will never render the animal unfit. The most that will happen over here is ultimately, again, I'll make the limb treif. Hadur shalchol kavasei derav. They send another message. And the Eiver itself, Rabbi Osei, ultimately again, will go out to be metame b'masa. Now Rashi points out of here, Rabbi Osei, a little bit of a review. Rashi says, why is that? The shchita osenipul. Because ultimately again, shchita osenipul, Rabbi Osei, which means that shchita, if you have a limb that is already partially detached, like in this case of a breakage, ultimately again, the shchita makes it as if the limb fell off. The limb will be metame as if it's Eiver Menachai. And the opposite time masa. Masa Rav Chista. So Rav Chista is the kasha. Im lo tiharta shchita strefa. Im lo tiharta shchita strefa osa. Ve'es Eiver hameduldol ba. Right? If ultimately, again, the shchita of a trefa does not have... Rav Chista. Lo. Im tiharta shchita strefa osa ve'es Eiver hameduldol ba. If the shchita of a trefa has the ability to go ahead and be metare the animal itself and a dangling limb... Davar shegufa titar es haubar davar she'ino gufa. So ultimately, again, I will say the point the Gemara is making over here is you see that what? The Rav Chista says explicitly that the shechit of an animal does have the ability to be metaher the Eiver hameduldol ba, does have the ability to be metaher a dangling limb. If that's the case, why would you say that the limb ultimately, again, is considered to be as if it's detached as metame b'maso? Armalei Rava. Haduri ifrichi. So the Gemara, look at Rashi for just a moment. Hadur ifrichi laosi and raisa sheni yadu alakol. Why do you go ahead and try to run after a pircha? Literally, haduri ifrichi means why do you run after pirchas? Lama lacha osim masnisin. Why do you have to run after pirchas from obscure braises? Instead, you could ask from the Mishnah nishchata behema hochshiru b'damel divrei meir. So again, they both say if you shecht an animal, the animal becomes receptive to be the kabel tumah through contact with its own blood. These words are a mayor. Reb Shimon Omer, lo hochshur. Reb Shimon says, no, it's not true. The animal does not become hochshur. Amar le, mas nisin ika lidechui yikid dachinon. Ultimately, again, because I can bring the Mishnah to refute your claim as was done. Kisalak Reb Zera, ashkhil Reb Yirmiyah diyasa vika. Amar la hashmaisa. When Reb Zera went, he found Reb Yirmiyah going over this particular ruling, or I should say, stating this particular ruling. Rashi says, Lahashmaita Dirav. So he found ultimately again, he found Rabbi Yirmiyah stating over the position of Rav. Rav's distinction with Shvira. Amar le Yesher, he said to him, Shkoyach, you're correct. V'chein tirgama Aryoch b'Bavel. And so to Aryoch in Babylonia, passing like Rav as well. Aryoch, Mon Robo say, who's Aryoch? Shmuel. Shmuel paskin like Rav. Shmuel paskin like Rav. V'hamaf miflag palig. But ultimately, again, Shmuel argued on Rav. To which the Gemara says, Hadr be Shmuel agabe Rav. Wow. So what does the Gemara say over here? Shmuel apparently retracted and ultimately paskin like Rav. So we'll say this is actually exceptionally exciting. So it turns out we'll say that in this state in the Sugya, what do we have? Everyone agrees. So we'll say, what is the halacha lemaisa? And this is indeed as codified by the Rav and Shulchan Aruch. What is the halacha? If the break occurs above the joint and the majority of the flesh is intact, the halacha is that what? Both the animal and the limb are okay. If the majority is not intact, then what Rabbi Osei? Both the limb and the animal are compromised, are treif. If the break occurs below the joint, if the majority of the flesh is intact, everything is kosher. If the majority of the flesh is not intact, then what? Limb is treif, animal is fine. And it turns out that even Shmuel, who originally disagreed with Rav, now halacha lemaisa goes and agrees. We'll say just one more line and then we'll stop. We'll go for one more minute. 6:42, we'll go to 6:43. Says the Gemara, turn around, Bonon. It's too exciting to stop. Nishmar ha'etzem, v'yatza lochutz. We'll say, here we go. What happens? This is a bit more dramatic. So we'll say, up until now, we were dealing with bone breakage, but the bone never pierced the flesh. Now we're talking about a case where the bone broke, pierce the flesh. Im or ubaser chofen esruba mutter. If Rabbi Osei, now this is what's interesting. Or means the hide. Baser means the flesh. If the hide and the flesh are covering the majority of the limb, then ultimately it's going to be okay. It's mutter. Ve'im lav, but if not, it's aser. Ve'kama rubo. Bosei, what's the majority? Ki aser ravdini am Rabbi Yochanan rov ov yav. Rabbi Yochanan said, the majority ultimately again of the thickness of the limb. V'amrili rofe keifo. Others say the circumference of the limb. Amra papa hilchach ba'ina rof of yavo ba'ina rofe keifo. Therefore, we'll say, like we saw before, we take both, right? The flesh and the, now we'll say, we seem to be saying the limb, the hide and the flesh. We can make a distinction between those two. Need to cover the majority of the thickness and the circumference of the limb. Amar ula. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, or Harehu Kibasar. So Ula said, and Shabbos Seinot, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with Amr Ula tomorrow. Shkoyach. Yeah.